USA Radio News with John Hunt.
At a speech at the White House this afternoon, President Joe Biden announced financial sanctions against Russia for their aggression on Ukraine.
We're implementing full blocking sanctions on two large Russian financial institutions, VEB and their military bank. We're implementing comprehensive sanctions on Russian sovereign debt. That means we've cut off Russia's government from Western financing. It can no longer raise money from the West and cannot trade in its new debt on our markets or European markets.
And the Supreme Court is leaving in place a decision throwing out a lawsuit filed by a woman who accused billionaire financier Jeffrey Epstein of sexually abusing her when she was a child. Courtney Wiles' lawsuit claimed Florida federal prosecutors failed to consult victims more than a decade ago when reaching secret plea deals with Epstein, who died in jail in 2019. Thanks for spending part of your day with us. This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
The United States Supreme Court brought a formal end to former President Donald Trump's request to block the release of White House records sought by the Democrat-led congressional panel investigating the January 6th breach of the U.S. Capitol. The court's decision to formally reject Trump's appeal follows its January 19th order that led to the documents being handed over to the House of Representatives Investigative Committee by the federal agency that stores government and historical records. A federal jury has now found Gregory McMichael, Travis McMichael, and William Roddy Bryan guilty on all counts in the Ahmaud Arbery hate crimes case. The men pled not guilty to one count of interference of rights and attempted kidnapping. The McMichaels were each charged with using, carrying, and brandishing a firearm in relation to a federal crime of violence. The McMichaels and Bryan were already convicted in state court of murdering the 25-year-old black jogger and are serving life sentences. The McMichaels are also not given the possibility of parole. This is USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you miss the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. Bible.
Michigan basketball's head coach is done for the year. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Ken Burns.
Michigan men's basketball coach Jawan Howard is suspended for 5 games for his role in a post-game scrum on Sunday. The Wolverines played the Wisconsin Badgers and lost. Howard was upset that Wisconsin coach Greg Gard, whose team was up by 15 points, called timeout with 15 seconds left in the game. Howard struck a Wisconsin assistant coach after a tense exchange with Gard in the handshake line. Howard was also fined $40,000 for his actions. Guard, who was not suspended, was punished with a $10,000 fine. Two Michigan players and a Wisconsin player were each suspended for 1 game. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
With everyone these days writing a tell-all book, Britney Spears is adding her name to the list on her rise to fame, her career, and her family. Simon & Schuster said it's about to pay the pop star $15 million for the book following a bidding war. The news comes just 3 months after Britney's conservatorship, which she described in court as abusive, was terminated. Britney's sister, Jamie Lynn Spears, recently released a book of her own that led to a very public feud. Britney sent a and desist letter requesting her sister to stop mentioning her while promoting that book. While a Los Angeles judge terminated Britney's 13-year-long conservatorship in November, her dad, Jamie, who had been her conservator, filed documents in December demanding her estate pay his legal fees. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.